Bibles, I'd like you to turn to Psalm 127. We'll begin there and then we'll get into where we want to go. And while you're finding that scripture, one morning a father went into his daughter's room to wake her up and get ready for school. As he laid her head on her chest and gave her a hug, she sighed, and her breath rolled down his face. "Whew! You've got some serious morning breath," I said, or he said. She laughed, and we proceeded with the morning routine. As they headed out the door to leave, a gust of wind came up and almost blew them off the porch. In the innocence of a second-grade voice, the daughter said, "Wow, Mom, God's got great morning breath." Hallelujah. In Psalm 127, the Bible says in verse 1, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman wakes, but in vain." And that's our text for this series that we're doing about, we want to strengthen the family. And I dealt with the men a little bit last week, and I'll get back to you, men. I'm going to take a break from the men. But I just want to ask you these questions that we asked last week, then we'll get into where we want to go today. Who is building your home? The Bible said that unless the Lord build the house, see, if you're not relying on the Lord, if you're not trusting in the Lord, if you're not taking His principles and allowing His Holy Spirit to lead you, everything that we're doing would be in vain. So who is building your home? You know, and what does your home value? All right, what is most important? You know, Joshua made that statement. Mike read it this morning. "As for me and my house," he said, "we will serve the Lord." And he made a declaration of something that's positive. And does the home that's being built match the blueprint that has been laid out? We find a blueprint on how to build a home right here in God's Word. And we shouldn't veer or change from this blueprint, all right? So we're going to strengthen the family. And you, don't worry if you don't have a big family or if you're single or if you're not married, you're going to get something out of this, amen? You know, I like to tell people that church is like Baskin-Robbins. It's got a flavor for everyone. Amen? So you're going to find something that can benefit you. Now, I want to go to where we're going to go today, and I want you to turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 31. And today, since it's Mother's Day, we're going to talk about the unforgettable woman. And we're going to see what goes into this woman to make her unforgettable. And if a woman can be unforgettable, then everyone can be unforgettable. And God wants to help you leave your mark on this earth. Everybody is important to God. Every person has a divine plan from the Almighty. And you are here for a reason. You have a specific purpose for your life. And, you know, God wants to use you in your sphere of influence with your talents. And we're going to learn some things about how this woman became unforgettable. All right? And let's read in Proverbs 31. And let's start with verse 10. I'm reading from the King James. It says, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She brings her food from afar. She rises also while it is yet night and gives meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hand, she plants a vineyard. She girds her loins with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that merchandise is good. Her candle goes not out by night. She lays her hand to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretches out her hand to the poor, yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow, for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She makes herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes fine linen and sells it and delivers girdles unto the merchants or sashes. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. She looks well to the ways of her household and eats not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but you excel them all. Favor is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Now, would you say that this is an unforgettable woman? There were qualities that went into her character that made her this way. And it's directly tied to the Lord, to His word, to His commands. She didn't just become this woman overnight, but there were things that have been woven in to her nature. They've been woven in to who she is to make her unforgettable. All right? And here are some other versions of what she says. The Amplified said that she is capable, intelligent, and virtuous. Ladies, say, I'm capable, I'm intelligent, and I'm virtuous. Men, you could say that too. Say, I'm capable, say, I'm intelligent, say, I'm virtuous. And I discovered a meaning of that word virtuous that I never realized before that I'm going to get into. Okay? So this woman is capable, intelligent, and virtuous. She has noble character. She is an excellent woman. She's earnest and strong in character. Are you getting a picture here? Amen? She's a beautiful woman, yes, but her beauty comes from her heart. Her beauty comes from inside. Amen? And she's one that really shines. Truthfulness helps her release the favor of God. She is wise, understanding, and prudent. And the qualities that she possesses is what makes her unforgettable. You can be an unforgettable person. I don't just want to single out women, but it's your day, women. Amen? You know? And so her character comes first, and her natural ability comes second. If you want to be known as an unforgettable woman, it has to do with your character. It has to do with your nature. It has to do with allowing God to work on the inside of you and work His will out through you. All right? And this is what I found about this word, virtuous. And in the Hebrew, it's keil. And it means a force. It means resources, like an army, wealth. It means virtue, it means valor, and it means strength. It's more than just being a goody two-shoes. It goes much deeper than that. When I saw that this virtue that they're talking about this woman, it's like it's a force. It's like an army. It's valor. It's strength. It's sustenance. I thought, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And I looked up this word as it's used in other scriptures. In Exodus 18:21, the same word for virtuous is the same word for able men who fear God. Able, that have ability. And that ability comes with how they view God. You know, someone who fears God is someone who respects God, the things of God, and the people of God. Anyone has the opportunity to become an unforgettable person. And he gave us an example of a woman that's unforgettable because of the godly characteristics and the godly qualities that she lived by. That's what's going to make you. If you want to leave a mark on this earth, then get into God and let God get into you, and you will leave a mark. When God gets into you and you're doing what he wants you to do and he's working through you, you will leave a mark. Everyone that you come in contact with, you'll leave a mark. Sorry, I'm hung up a little bit here. Having technical difficulties. In other words, they referred to this as men who were valiant. Did you ever think of someone who is virtuous as someone who is valiant? They're courageous. They stand up for what's right. They do what's right even when everybody else does what's wrong. Because they have this character on the inside of them. You know, we have to be a people that live by our character. Not our abilities, not our experiences. You know what? Too many people are living by their experiences. And your experiences, they're not a prophet. At best, they're a teacher. You can learn from your experiences, but you're not to live your life according to your experiences, because you can change your experience. But you can live your life according to the Word of God, the principles that are found in His Word, and it will last forever. This Bible is not going to wear out anytime soon. It has no life expectancy on it. It has no shelf life. You know what? There's going to come a point in time when heaven and earth are going to pass away, but God said, my word will never pass away. So are you going to live your life by something that passes away here today, gone tomorrow? Or are you going to live your life by something that's steadfast, immovable, unshakable, strong, able to withstand, able to hold up, able to bear you up, able to keep you safe? That is what? Ladies, it'll make you unforgettable. But men too. It'll make you unforgettable. I looked up that word unforgettable. Can you tell I'm a word person? You know, I have a teaching anointing. Now, Pastor Fiona, she has a prophetic anointing. But here's what that word unforgettable means. Memorable. Remarkable. Treasured. And you know, the Bible said, it's rare to find someone that will put these godly characteristics into practice in their life. It's not impossible, it's just rare. But when you, and then there's the person who has the ability to recognize these things in another person. So to be unforgettable is memorable, remarkable, treasured, cherished. Is this how God treats his church? Did you know that as God's church, in Deuteronomy, he said, you are my special treasure. You are my peculiar people. He takes great delight in having a relationship with you, in having intimacy with you. This word unforgettable is extraordinary. Amen? Praise God to the extraordinary women that we have in the house today. And it's not just limited to women, but today we're emphasizing that. This person is unforgettable. They're impressive. They're etched in your mind. I can remember when I finally woke up and realized that I was to marry Fiona. And that has been forever etched in my mind. And we're coming up on our 14th anniversary. No. Yes. Wisdom from my wife. Yes, she wasn't next to me when I woke up, but I'm talking about spiritually. Woo! No, she knew 3 years before I did that we were going to be married. God, she walked in and saw me, and God said, "That's the one you're going to marry." And she says, "God, I don't even have time to check anybody else out. What are you talking about?" But it took me 3 years to figure that out. But once I did, it was forever etched in my mind. And now I treasure her, I value her, because she is an unforgettable woman to me. All right? And it's her wisdom, it's her relationship with God that makes this quality, makes her this virtuous woman. It didn't come about by chance. She didn't have some dice and, "Come on, virtue. Come on, character." No, but what she did was she got into the Word. Somewhere she found the truth, and she got into the truth, and she began to let the truth get into her. And when you get in the truth and the truth gets into her, something's going to happen. Something's going to give. Amen? And a change and a transformation, it's going to be like a spark that's going to take place in your life. This virtuous woman is not unattainable. It's not impossible to be. But the choice is yours. All right? Her price is above rubies. Okay? And here's what this commentary, it's called the Teacher's Commentary that I read. And it says that she had several areas of responsibility. So she was a responsible, you know, she was not just little Sally Homemaker that just stayed home, but she was a businesswoman. She was a leader. She exercised a great deal of personal freedom. She was a buyer of materials relating to the home and family. She was a purchasing agent. She carefully examined them as she made her selection. She had purchasing discretion. She could consider a field and purchase it. Well, she must have had the ability to purchase a field that she considered. So she had the ability. This family was a family of wealth and means, and they got that way by serving the Lord. Can you say amen? You know that you can be rich and godly? You can be poor and proud. But the Lord will deliver you from both of those. Oh, I met some poor people that were proud. "All I got is my pride." Well, pride's not such a good thing to have because it comes before a fall. You know, we ought to just look at the Bible sometimes and see that people that had means, that had wealth, but they loved God with all their hearts. Because we're going to find out something about what produced this in their life. Her activities earned money. She was able to spend it as she chose. You know, she considered a field. She had enough land to plant a vineyard. If she wanted some grape juice, she could plant some grapes. She sold the excess of what her household produced to local merchants. She had a thriving business going. And she was a good enough businesswoman to see that her trading was profitable. You can read it. It's in there. She has total responsibility for her earnings, including the right to give generously to the poor and the needy. Like her husband, she felt a sense of concern and responsibility for those who were less fortunate. You know what? When God blesses you with more, that's for you to share. Amen? It's hard to share when you got enough for three. But God gives you more so that you can expand who you share with. I mean, so you can be a greater blessing. Hallelujah. While she was engaged in these activities, she didn't do the work alone. She is an employer, supervising both her family and her servants. She had maids. How many ladies wake up and say, I was born to have maids? But you know, for some, that concept is just so far off. You say, well, I can do it on my own. Can you? Can you do it on your own? No. You try to do it on your own, it'll wear you out. You know, what would happen if you woke up thanking God for maids? You know, you think God can provide you with maids? How many believe that God can provide you with maids? We're expanding your vision. And we're going to see the key to this. See, once again, you know, I pictured myself talking about this, and I didn't think it would go quite like this, but I like how it's going. And all the women in the mind say, you dope guy. Now, what she couldn't accomplish everything in an 8-hour day, so she got up early. She often worked late. But she had rewards. Her children appreciated her. Her husband praises her. How many husbands in the house praise what they have? Amen? You bet. Let me give you a clue, guys. Now's a good time to get in the habit of praising her. Tell her how good she is. Tell her how beautiful she is. Tell her how wonderful she is. You think she knows it? No, you got to tell her. Communicate. You know, when you don't communicate, you give place to the devil. Oh. You know, her husband takes the place of the men of the city. He's respected for his wife's accomplishments. While he does not derive his identity from her, I'm reading from a commentary. He does, you know, she's not known as Banker Jones's wife. Her own accomplishments have merit, and she has the respect of all for whom she is as a person. And along with that respect, she wins a reputation for wisdom, so that others come to learn from her, asking her advice and thanking her for her instruction. Hallelujah. So, the thing that makes this woman unforgettable is her attitude and application regarding wisdom. Wisdom comes from God. Wisdom is the principal thing. Jesus Christ is our wisdom. Would you say that Jesus was successful? He accomplished all that God wanted to do. And he had such an excellent character, it only took him a short time. It took him 3.5 years what others take a lifetime to do. Go with me to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. And let's look at verse 13. Well, actually, let's go back up to verse 11. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord. Listen, when God corrects you, smile. Everybody put on a big smile on your face. When God corrects you, you're not to despise it. Why? You need to put it into practice because his correction is designed to help and to elevate you. Okay? So, verse 11, Proverbs chapter 3, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. Don't you be saying, oh, here he goes again. Listen, some need more correction than others. Just take it. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects. You ought to be glad that he's correcting you because that's a sign that he loves you. If you're not hearing any correction from the Lord, I would doubt if he even knows you. Even as a father, the son in whom he delights. Okay, now let's look at verse 13 here. Happy is the man that finds wisdom, and the man that gets understanding. So wisdom is the source of blessing and happiness. Everybody say, be happy. Be wise. See, if you want to really be happy, then you got to find wisdom, and wisdom only comes from God. This is what this woman found that made her unforgettable. She found wisdom. She received wisdom, and she applied wisdom in everything that she did. You can read, the characteristics of God are woven in her work ethic, the way she treated her family, the way she worked, the businesses that she entered into. It was all because God was leading her. God was the center of this family's life. Verse 14. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver and the gain thereof. Wasn't the woman like the merchant ships? She would have food flown into her family. I remember I ate with some friends of mine in Tennessee, and they had halibut flown in from Alaska. Man, that was good. Would you like to be able to fly food in from around the world? Wisdom. It's better than silver and gold. Verse 15. She, talking about wisdom, is more precious than rubies. Isn't a virtuous woman more precious than rubies? And all the things you can desire are not to be compared to her. Listen, wisdom is the greatest thing that you could ever desire. It's above anything on this earth that you could desire. Wisdom. This is what this woman found that made her unforgettable. All right? Verse 16. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand, riches and honor. Everybody say, riches and honor. And length of days. Riches and honor are where? In wisdom. What is wisdom? It's the application of knowledge. It's revelation from God. It is truth. Wisdom was woven throughout all this thing, all the things that this woman did in Proverbs 31. She made wise decisions. She profited from her work. Her family was well taken care of. Amen? If you're single, how does that apply to you? Listen, start putting wisdom to use right now, right where you are. That way, when God connects you with the right person, wisdom will already be set up. Go put, hold on for a minute here in Proverbs 3 and go to Proverbs chapter 9. Look at verse 1. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out her seven pillars. All right? go with me to Isaiah chapter 11. What's he talking about, these seven pillars? Isaiah chapter 11. And look at verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Those are the seven pillars that wisdom builds her house out of. Okay? Let's go back to Proverbs chapter 3. I was amazed to find the similarities in Proverbs 3 as in the virtuous woman in Proverbs 31. Verse 17. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. So wisdom will produce pleasantness and peace. How many want a pleasant life? How many want a peaceful life? Can you have a pleasant life? Yes, as long as you're connected and rooted in and practicing wisdom. Amen? Are you here or have you gone home? Verse 18. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. Notice, you've got to lay hold upon wisdom. You've got to lay hold is not simply to hold on, but it's to practice it and carry it out. When you lay hold of wisdom, wisdom is going to lay hold of you, and there's a divine exchange occurring. The wisdom of God, it's like a tree of life. And when you lay hold to it, happy is everyone that retains her. Would you say that the Proverbs 31 family was happy? Oh yeah, the husband's hanging out at the gates. He's talking with the leaders of the city. The woman is running things. She's got businesses. She's got workers. She's got employers, and she's taking care of things. She's expanding the house without putting the house in jeopardy. Sounded to me like they laid hold of something. It's wisdom. Wisdom, with all thy getting, get understanding. Listen, you can have as much wisdom as you want. You can get, there is an abundant supply of wisdom. Wisdom, the wisdom well is never going to run dry. The wisdom river is never going to dry up, because it's a constant, steady flow from God, and He'll give it to anybody that asks for it, anybody that wants it. You got to get it though. How do you get it? You're getting it now? You could listen, you could read, you could hear, God can reveal it to you. There's lots of ways that we could get wisdom. How about the woman at the well in John chapter 4? If there was ever a woman that needed wisdom, she had five failed marriages. And the guy that she was with now, it wasn't her husband. Her life was a mess. Everything that she tried to do, it came out wrong, until one day there came a man that sat down by the well because he thought it necessary to come to Samaria, because he knew that there was someone. She wanted wisdom, but she didn't know how to get it. And as a Samaritan, she was rejected by the Jews. And as someone who was divorced, she was rejected by society. I'm sure that many people looked upon her negatively. But there on that day sat down Jesus and the woman, and he talked to the woman, and she was like, why is a Jew talking to a Samaritan? The Jews thought the Samaritans were dogs, because they were kind of like half-breeds. And there was Jesus, and he said, give me something to drink. And she said, you don't have anything to draw with. And he said, you know, if you knew who I was and what I was offering, you would ask of me and I would give you living water. perked her attention up. For so many things that she tried in life, she experienced death. She experienced failure. She experienced loss. She desperately needed the wisdom of God. And right before her was the wisdom in human form, offering her. And finally, you know, she said, "Wow, are you greater than our father Jacob who built this well?" I'm kind of putting it in my own words. And, you know, he said, you know, us Jews know what we worship. We know who we worship. It's not a matter where, but it's a matter of who. And this woman received wisdom that day. She received the wisdom of God. And when she received the wisdom of God, she went and told all the people that she had influence with. Half the town. This woman had quite the reputation. She said, "Come here, a man who told me everything I've ever done or did." And they said, "Okay." She went and got half the town. See, when you get a hold of wisdom and wisdom gets a hold of you, it's going to change your life. It's going to transform you. It's going to elevate you. The wisdom of God. It's the wisdom of God that will make you an unforgettable woman and man. Young people, get wisdom. Get all you can. Amen? Verse 19, Proverbs chapter 3. The Lord by wisdom has founded the earth. If wisdom was good enough to found the earth, isn't it good enough to found a home? Isn't it good enough to found a life? By wisdom he did that. Aren't you glad that we have a wise God who made the seasons and the stars? Aren't you glad we don't have to worry about stars falling out of the sky by accident? You know, man can put something in orbit and it might fall down. But when God puts something in place, it's there, it's fixed, it's firm, it's stable. Wisdom. By wisdom, he designed the universe. He made, in places, he made four seasons. In other places, he made vacation spots to get away from seasons. So the Lord is not asking you to do anything that he hasn't done himself. It's to apply wisdom. Husbands need wisdom. Wives need wisdom. Children need wisdom. If you're single, you need wisdom. If you're a male, you need wisdom. If you're a female, you need wisdom. Wisdom applies to us all. Don't sell yourself short. Wisdom is for the taking. You take as much as you want, as much as you need, as much as you can handle. I'm always looking for more things for God to show me. None of us have arrived. If we've arrived, then we should have been graduated into heaven by now. When Enoch arrived, he walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. He had arrived. And all Enoch, he graduated. He stepped across that threshold from this earth into eternity, into heaven. And his testimony was that he pleased God. What an impact. He walked for 365 years with God. God is looking for some people who will walk with him consistently over a period of time, never quitting, never giving up, not looking to the right, not looking to the left, but looking to him straight and fixed, and he'll lead you through this life. We need the wisdom of God. It is the wisdom of God that was woven into this woman that made her virtuous, capable, noble, worthy, memorable. It was the wisdom of God. And we know that she applied the wisdom based on the results of her decisions. Go with me back to Proverbs 31. Just listen to the prosperity. Will wisdom give you riches and honor? Absolutely. Okay, her verse 11, the heart of her husband safely trusts in her. So he doesn't have to go out and rob banks. Verse 13, she seeks wool and flax and works willingly with her hands. She's excited about the tasks that she has before her. She loves to serve. Say, I love to serve. You know, who would have thought that the Master, Jesus, would put on an apron, would get down on his hands and knees, and wash the feet of his disciples? And he did that for an everlasting sign. And he said, his whole point was, he gave an illustrated sermon that day. The greatest in the kingdom of God are those who serve. Amen? If you're not serving your brothers and sisters in Christ, you're shortchanging yourself on the wisdom of God. Because God gives you wisdom to help others. Okay? We're just looking at the prosperity of this woman. She led a productive life. She wanted to develop and make things. Verse 14, she brings her food from afar, not a fire, afar. She rises while it is yet night and gives meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She assigns her maidens duties. Let's see, wisdom will enrich your life. Anybody can have wisdom. It is not limited to what you look like, where you came from, who your parents are, what level of education you have. Wisdom is available to all who hunger and thirst after righteousness. The Bible says when you hunger and thirst after righteousness, what is righteousness? Doing what's right when it's not popular. Doing what's right when no one's looking. Doing what's right according to God's standard, not man's standard. He said you will be filled. God wants to fill you today. He wants to fill you with wisdom. He wants to give you the know-how to live a successful life right here, right now, while preparing to go to your mansion in heaven and taking as many people as you can with you. We're not just here for ourselves. We're not just here for us four and no more. That was never God's intention. Any seed that God planted grew, and if it didn't, he would curse it. He said, any branch in me that doesn't bear fruit, I prune it and I throw it into the fire. Don't be a branch that he throws into the fire. You got to lead a productive, fruitful life, first of all, with your relationship with God. Secondly, with your relationship with your family. Thirdly, your relationship with your church. And then fourthly, your work. Oh, did you have to go and prioritize things like that? Yes. Yes. When you're operating in wisdom, the appropriate priority will be given the attention that it needs. Verse 16, she considers a field and buys it. How many go buy a piece of property and say, you know what, I'd like to have it? Well, she buys it. She just doesn't think about it. I think about a lot of things I like to have, but I'm not going out and buying it yet. I got some work to do. I got to come up a little bit higher. I got to expand my thinking a little bit. We think too small. Listen, the same wisdom that God used to found this earth, he will give to you. He said, if any of you, in James 1, he said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally. And he doesn't abrade, he doesn't hold back. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. If you want to take on a task, and if you want God's wisdom, don't come to God and say, well, I hope maybe you might give me some wisdom, God. No. He said he'll give you liberally, but you got to ask in faith. You got to say, Lord, I need wisdom. You're my source of wisdom. Give it to me now. Thank you, Lord, for wisdom. And then it will eliminate the not knowing. Verse 17, she girds her loins with strength. That's spiritual strength. That's natural strength. You know what? Ephesians 6:10 says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You know what? I don't stand before you today hoping that I'm going to touch your heart with my eloquent speaking. I don't rely on my speaking is not that eloquent, besides. And it's certainly not going to make a difference. But when the Holy Spirit breathes on the words that I say, and he touches that heart, and he puts a fire on the inside, it's the anointing of God that makes a difference in a person's life. But I am passionate to proclaim the truth and to have God's grace. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. You notice she doesn't say how weak she is. What does the Bible say when you're weak? Let the weak say, I'm what? Say that. Say, I'm strong. Say, I'm vibrant. I'm full of life. I can do all things because Christ strengthens me. Did you just feel that? Woo! That was like a vitamin HGJC pick me up. Verse 18. She perceives that her merchandise is good. Her candle doesn't go out by night. You know whose candle was let out? Foolish people. They let what God has put in them out without any result. Where did it go? Some people can attend church all their life but yet lose their way. Why? Because they're not applying what they're hearing. They're not doing what they're hearing. They're not putting the commandments into practice. How does the Lord know that we really love him? That we say how much we love him? How does he know that we love him? By doing what he said to do. If you're not doing what God has said to do, today is the day to change. Today is the day to embrace and welcome wisdom in your life and allow wisdom to work in you. Allow wisdom to strengthen you. Allow wisdom to lead and guide you. You can either use wisdom or you cannot use wisdom. Amen? It's your choice. Let me just give you the benefits of wisdom and then I'm going to close. Wisdom is the master key to all the treasures of life. It's the principal thing. Proverbs 4:7. Wisdom is a powerful weapon. If you want to wage a good warfare, you got to be wise. You got to have strategy. Amen? If you want to retire early, it's going to take a combination of income and planning, right? If you're not planning to retire early, then it's going to be a lot harder when it is time to retire. So wisdom is a powerful weapon. Wisdom is a right relationship with God because he is our wisdom. Okay? The wise receive instruction and correction. Say, I receive instruction. I receive correction. I am teachable. Therefore, the Lord can teach me. Wisdom will create a current of favor in your life. Wisdom will bring favor on you. People will like you because of wisdom. There was something just about Joseph that Potiphar saw. You know who was called a virtuous woman too? Ruth. She chose to help her mother-in-law. She chose to change her location. Go back with Naomi, who called herself bitter. What are you doing, Ruth? Oh, I'm hanging out with a bitter woman. That doesn't sound like too fun. Oh, but it's something I need to do. You know what her wisdom led her? She followed Naomi's instructions, and she got a Boaz. You talk about wisdom rewarding you. Wisdom will reward you. It rewards those who accept it and receive it. And then finally, an increase in wisdom is an increase in wealth. It's time that the body of Christ see itself as wealthy. Who owns the cattle on all the hills? Who owns the gold? Who owns the silver? You know, if someone in the political arena can raise millions and millions of dollars in one night, imagine what the body of Christ could do. Imagine how many Gideon Bibles. Imagine what $1 million would do for the Gideons. Could you see yourself writing a $1 million check? Seriously. Some of you are like, oh, I don't think so. Why? Let's break those limits. I got to break the limits off of my own life. It can only be broken off by the power. Father, right now in Jesus' name, I pray, Lord, that you can change our image. Lord, that we can cease limiting you and your goodness in us and in this earth, Father. Listen, God's goodness is not based on your works. It's not based on you earning it. It is a free gift of God. It is by grace and mercy. You don't have to do anything to earn it. You can't do anything to earn it. All you can do is receive it. In Jesus' name. Now, if you're a mother, spiritually or physically, I want you to stand up. We're just going to pray for you. And while the mothers are standing, if you're here today and you need a touch from God and you would like us to pray for you about anything in your life, anything in your body, anything that you need, we want to pray for you. We want to just take a moment here because we believe in the power of prayer, and it's not us, but it is the anointing of God. It is in the name of Jesus. It is His power, the power of His Holy Spirit, and we just want to make it available that if you need prayer in your life, maybe you need to allow wisdom to just come in your life and change some things, change the way you think. You know, it's stop resisting wisdom. And I want to just invite those that need special prayer in your life or whatever, I want to just invite you to come up after we pray over the ladies. I want to have Pastor Fiona just pray over the ladies.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Father, that you are Almighty God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, that you are the one that created us. We thank you, Father, that you are the one that sent us to this earth for such a time as this.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And Father, I pray over every woman here today,
yes,
and I pray,
Lord,
over every mother, Father.
Yes,
I thank
Father.
You, Lord, that you're the God that multiplies. You're the God that creates life. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the life that you've created through us.
Yes,
Lord, we thank you that you've used us as vessels of honor to bring life into this earth. and to do the thing that you commanded humans to do, and that is to multiply and to increase. Yes. And Father, I pray over the ladies
yes.
that are that would like to have that privilege, Father,
yes.
even today. And I pray, Lord, a special blessing.
Hallelujah.
I pray over the womb, Father,
yes,
that
Lord
the womb
Jesus.
Would be fruitful and it will multiply.
Thank you, Lord
and I
God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the one that sets things in motion. And I thank you, Father, that you're the ones that align our days
yes,
and our times
Lord
and
Jesus.
Our seasons. And so, Father, we pray over every woman present here today,
yes,
Lord
God.
That you will reveal to her. I pray that scales will fall off the eyes of those who don't see
yes,
the beauty
Lord
that
Jesus.
You've created in them.
Yes.
And Lord, I pray that
Thank
you will
you,
unveil what it is that you've brought them here to do,
Hallelujah.
Father. I pray for revelation knowledge
yes.
of the call and the gift that you've placed in each lady here today, Father. I pray, God, that there'll be a stirring up of the gifts by
yes.
the Holy Ghost. And Father, I
yes.
speak life into every person. And
yes.
I say, God, that life will come out of them, that they will produce
yes,
life by
Lord
the words
Jesus.
That they say, by the actions that they do, and let it be recognizable by those around them. Father,
yes.
we pray even now that your peace that passes understanding
Hallelujah.
Will overshadow them, Father,
Thank you, Lord.
And that it doesn't matter what happens today, the one thing they will always be aware of is your love for them. And Father, I pray that your love will penetrate the heart and will mend the brokenhearted and will set the captives free today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 So those of you, if you need special prayer in your bodies or for whatever, you just want to receive from God his wisdom and let his wisdom just work in you, I believe that God has a special anointing for you here today.
Amen.
Amen. So if that applies to you, if you say, Lord, I need prayer, I just need to come in contact with the power of God, I need a boost, I need help, I want to come up higher, I want to invite you to come up right now in Jesus' name.
Come, we'll pray over the baby.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Father, we pray over this baby right now. I'm a good decision maker.
I have the discernment.
I have the discernment.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Of the Holy Spirit.
I see beyond what's seen.
I see beyond what's seen.
I know beyond what's known.
I know beyond what's known.
I hear beyond what's heard.
I hear beyond what's heard.
I'm led by the Holy Spirit.
I'm led by the Holy Spirit.
I am a success.
I am a success.
Going somewhere to happen.
Going somewhere to happen.
I represent the Lord.
I represent the
Lord.
And
his kingdom.
And his kingdom.
And I have authority.
And I have authority.
Over all the devil.
Over all the devil.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you today. We have fellowship in the kitchen, so feel free to hang out for a little bit.
Yep. Thank you for being part of this today. We look forward for greater things. Amen.
Ladies, don't forget your gifts.